Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Business as Unusual. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I am your hostess with the mostest. Today, I have a special treat for you. Recently, I got on Facebook Live with Kate Buck Jr., who is one of the co-founders of Social Media Marketer Pro, which is a fantastic program to help people who want to get into the social media marketing business to get trained. But her and I have been in the social media marketing business for 10 plus years, and we thought it would be fun to jump on and share some of the things we wish that we would have known earlier so that we can help those of you who are considering getting into the social media marketing business or maybe starting your own business, you know, help you to maybe not miss out on those opportunities and do the things that we wish we would have done sooner. So hang tight because this is going to be a really great live broadcast. But keep in mind, it is a feed that comes from Facebook Live. So there might be some reference to that in the recording. And if that seems confusing, I apologize. But I promise you the content's excellent. And I think that you're going to really enjoy this. So let's dig in.
It's an exciting time to be a social media manager. So anyone who wants to get into it, congratulations. It's a heck of a lot easier now than it was when I started.
Well, it's funny that you say that because most people ask me a lot of questions like they think it's too late. Like, is it too late? Like the market's already saturated. There's already too many people that do this. I mean, it might seem that way if you're first getting started, but it's actually a really great time because when I think back when we started, so people that don't know about me is I actually started in social media. I never thought I would ever be on this path, by the way. My degree is in dance. I had a day job where I was working as a personal assistant, and then I started in social media when I got hired for a company in 2006. So literally MySpace days. I'm coming up on my 10th
anniversary. Yeah,
I've been 11 years in the online space, and I still think of myself as the new kid on the block. People think it's too late or that there's no space because it's this is a crowded industry. It's very busy. If you're in the social media managers group, you know, you see 20,000 other people doing this. But truly,
it's not even fair if you're hanging out in there.
Yeah, if you hone your skills and you, if you hone your skills both in social media, like, or both in your marketing, online marketing skills altogether, which we'll talk a little bit about, and also just in your own personal marketing for yourself, you can do either. You can take the path that we have both taken, which is to stay a freelancer and a contractor, and now doing stuff like Kelly's home with her kids and loves it. I'm out traveling the world and loving it. You can use it to up level whatever you're doing in a company that you're in or get hired by a company. We have lots of social media managers that we know that have done both of those things. So ideally.
Yeah. Or even start your own agency.
Or even starting your own agency too, which you're right. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's a path that we've both tried, or I've at least tried to go down, and then I call burning that to the ground. But we're both veterans. And why don't you start with one of the first things that you wish you had known when you got started? And then I'll share some of mine.
Sure. And yeah, I mean, just really quick before we even really dive in, if you guys know of at least one person who could benefit from this talk today, you know, someone who's thinking about getting into the field, maybe they're new or they're questioning it, please, please, please share this out. We want to touch as many people as possible with these stories because it really is helpful to hear kind of the background and what we've learned along this path. And it is still the Wild West days. You know, back then we didn't have anyone to teach us. We kind of had to learn ourselves. But nowadays, I think that it's a lot easier. So one of the things that I would say I didn't really have the benefit of, but as soon as I did, I started taking advantage. So if I were me today and I was talking to myself, I would say invest more in my education in terms of training, not so much going to school. I did go to school. I have a degree in marketing and business, but I will tell you that every time it took me a while to like invest in going to a conference or invest in going and buying like a more expensive training, like maybe a $1,000 training package. It took me a long time to get to a point where I was in the mindset like, instead of I'm going to go and dig around and try to figure everything out myself, because that's my roots. I'm used to that, right? You end up learning so much more in such a hyperspeed way that every time I do that now, like every time I go to a great conference or I take a great training, I like my income, boom, it's like, whoa. So I think something that maybe I didn't have that back then because there was none of that.
Yeah.
But if it were, if I were talking to myself today as a beginner, I would say, like, as soon as you can, invest in some training, because I really believe that that exponentially increases your income. And obviously be smart about the training. Make sure that you are investing in training you're actually going to take the time to do and take the time to do it. But, you know, I put it on my calendar. I do my trainings. Right now I'm going through Pat Flynn's training for podcasting. I've already landed my first sponsor on my brand new podcast. So, like, that just shows that if you invest your time wisely and your money, it can really come back. So that's something I would definitely, you know, go back and say to myself, like, Don't waste your time on YouTube all the time. Sometimes you need to just go to the expert.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you. I think that now there are a lot of really great trainings, and it's just a shortcut. And I think some people spend more time that they don't understand the value of time to money. And so paying someone, mm-hmm. even investing in a mentor, which is what I did do I was beginning. So I didn't do like a lot of, I did have a mentor. Very, very early, somebody who knew actually all about online marketing. And in that way, actually, I was very lucky. We just celebrated our 8-year friendiversary on Facebook. So I'll just give him a shout out. It's Mr. Perry Belcher. He was very kind and took me under his wing and taught me a lot when I got started. And I have to say that without that, I would have been fumbling around for so long. And I think people hem and haw and think that investing in something that is even $100 or $500,
yeah.
start a business and learn everything that you need to know to get a client and to deliver on the promises that you've made to those clients is nothing. If you want to start even a network marketing business or a franchise business, the upfront investment, if you wanted to start a restaurant, I mean, the upfront investment to do that is really great. And so, but in comparison, people don't seem to value digital trainings the same way. So I would highly recommend, yes, that you find, I agree with you, find some education. And you said be...
or a good mentor, like you said, find a good group of people. But there is a threshold that you can only ask so many questions before you have to go to the next level.
But find somebody that you resonate with and find one person and follow them and follow that method. And so the dark side of that is encouraging people to buy trainings is that then people want to buy everything, right? And you get the shiny object syndrome or the squirrel syndrome is find a person. Tony Robbins says this too, like the fastest way to success is to find somebody who's already done what you're looking to do and just go do exactly what they did. Follow them, put your blinders on. Once you understand how that works, then you can start iterating, right? Can I get some love for this, right? Because how many of us have started out and did the whole buy everybody's training, go in 8 different directions, got to learn SEO, got to learn all of these things. Find one person.
You need a little focus.
Don't try to be creative. I'm going to, you know, be real. Don't try to be creative right out of the box. Like if you're just trying to learn a skill, I just saw, I'm seeing so many friends come on. I just saw my friend Justin Brooke come on. If I was going to learn media buying, I would just go learn media buying and I wouldn't buy Justin's course and then watch it and then think right out of the box that I can do something better, iterate, or there's something there that he's not teaching me because he is the master in that area. So I'm going to copy him exactly word for word until I really understand what he's teaching me. And then I might get creative and start thinking out of the box and trying to iterate on what he's done. But the follow the path to success, it leaves clues. So that's a great first tip is don't be afraid to invest in education or a mentor.
Yeah, but also I like what you said there, like be focused, because there are too many people who are just buying up everything. They're not actually watching or paying attention or doing the trainings. And then you're sporadic, you're like all over. So I think focus is an excellent piece of advice. It's something that I do see a lot of, when I say young, I don't mean young people, I mean young social media people, like newbies coming in. And they're like, I want to be all over and I want every client that comes through the door. And this goes for any business. This is just good business advice, is you need to have focus on who you're targeting and really go after those people with gusto and not try to please everyone. You need to be open to pleasing many people because you never know when something new is going to come your way.
but can really help you focus and bring in more clients because you're able to really niche down on who it is that you serve, really focusing in on those people and creating content and creating value for those people that you're wanting to serve most, your ideal client. So it's a great opportunity to almost gain clients faster because you have more focus.
So what's something that you would go back and
Number one thing, I wish I literally wake up every morning and shoot myself or like stab myself in the foot just as a reminder that I should have been doing this is blogging. I wish I would have been creating content for the last 11 years, like nobody's business. Like right? The amount of content right. that I could have created and the amount of weight and saturation that that content would have on the social channels and in the Googs is like the number one thing that I just, mm-hmm. I have this blog post. I thought it was real cute when I was younger. When I say younger, I mean younger in the industry. I guess I was also younger right, right. at age. I have this blog post actually that says something to the effect of, if I have something more than 140 characters to say, I'll let you know. Like, and now I just really such a novice error. And now it's still one of those things that because it's not in my daily groove, I'm not really even really much of a writer. I should create content via video because I talk a million times faster than I write. But I wish I could get in a time machine and go back and have started blogging in 2006. I'm jealous of people that do. I know the next best time to start is now. I still look at all of that and think what an uphill climb it will be. But like to have some ranking in organic search right now that had the kind of weight that it would have for having blogged 9 years ago, I'll never get those 9 years back. Like I just never will.
I feel the same way about podcasting. I actually had a podcast for 2 years that I quit back in 2012. That's how long ago I did a podcast. And it was just starting to, you know, do something. And my partner and I just got burnt out. And I just restarted my podcast this last August. And I'm like, think of how much more weight I would have in the industry if I would have stuck with that. Because podcasting is huge right now. I think we can all agree that sound is in. So, I mean, it goes for a lot of things too. And anything you guys are doing now, I mean, this goes for everyone, including myself. I have to remind myself all the time is if you're going to start something, stick with it for a while. Like we have to have a little bit more patience. As social media managers, it's easy for us to be, have a lack of patience because we're like, we want the quick turnaround. Do we have engagement? Is this happening? But we're not looking so far into the future that if Facebook Live isn't bringing us what we want after only doing it consistently for a month, we give up, we switched gears, which I'm really trying to learn that lesson now is like, let's slow down, let's stick with something, keep going, go for the long game. Because you look at someone like Pat Flynn, who's been doing his podcast since 2011, and I'm like, that could have been me if I would have just stuck with that shit.
Right. So, you know, I've seen people in the comments saying they quit. How many of you guys are in the same boat right? where like you wish you would have continued your whatever it is, your e-newsletter or
whatever. My Instagram your thing, my podcast, my video, like whatever.
Particularly organic content though, because you take away all of those things, right? Instagram goes away tomorrow, whatever. Facebook Live is a new thing, whatever. I still wish I had my blog with my thought leadership stuff. And to piggyback on that, not to take number three when I should be volleying it back to you, but it flows right in line, is that in the beginning, I didn't know anything about growing an email list or funnels or like, I knew about traffic and that kind of was about it. And so my job was to like help people grow a following on Twitter. And then my job was like send people to a website from Twitter. And I knew that was my job, you know. Shout out to, might get on my first client, Mr. Matt Basak, who taught me that like the idea was like get as many awesome people following us on Twitter as you can and then make sure those people are going to these links that he sent me all the time. I wish I would have done it for myself. I wish I would have, again, gotten in a time machine, gone back. So when I finally started doing it like a year and a half later, and I started actually building an audience that I could communicate with off of the social channels, I started to be able to send emails for offers and build affiliate things and do all these things. Like everything started clicking and I finally started understanding things. But again, it's one of those things where I wish I would have done it a lot sooner. I feel like I would be so much further along if I had done that from the beginning.
You hit something really key on the head. You wish you would have done it for yourself. And that's another mistake that I fortunately did not make. This is something I actually did from the get-go because I knew I wanted to be a solopreneur. But and maybe I wish I maybe started a year earlier when I was working at a company, is your personal brand. Like, who cares if you're working for another company doing their social media or if you're, like, just starting your own? It doesn't matter. You need to be putting out your own content. So when Kate's saying, you know, she wished she would have done her blog back then, that's on her behalf. When I'm saying I wish I would have kept my podcast going, that's for me. That's for my brand. Because you never know 10 years down the line. But, y'all, we've been in this business for 10 years. And we're telling you 10 years down the line, you're going to wish you would have done that today. So start your brand today. Mm-hmm. Don't use the excuse. I'm so sick of the excuse that I don't have time because I'm too busy with my clients. You guys, I have 6 big clients I work with right now. And if you go to my Facebook page or you listen to my podcast, you know that I'm putting out content every day, my own content. So I don't want to hear your excuses. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to wish. That's you too, Kate. 10 years from now, you're going to wish you did it. And you're going to thank me for giving you that kick in the ass.
It's true. 10 years ago. And 10 years from now, I'm going to be saying the same thing. It's true. You have to be your own client. You have to be your own client and you have to put yourself first. So if that means you have to wake up an hour earlier because you have so much client work, the first thing you have to do every day is be your own client. Because here's what happens. I'm guilty of it too. So that's why I'm like hiding going down here because I'm like, I don't even know if I run my Facebook page anymore. But nonetheless,
get an assistant now.
there's like this flow, right? And what I see happening, and I've been training and developing social media managers since 2010. So I watch this when I'm coaching it's really great because you invest a lot in promoting yourself and marketing yourself when you don't have a lot of clients because you have this extra time and you're going out and you're networking. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day, Shelly Webb just came on. And I bet you she can attest to this because in this last year she's really just blown up, is that then you end up with all of these clients and you're so excited because it's like it's working, right? But then you're so busy fulfilling and delivering that you forget to do your own stuff. And then what happens is there's just a natural course of events. Like some clients it's harder to produce results for. So maybe they only stay for 3 months, or maybe they stay for 6 months, or maybe you're just working on a Christmas campaign, or maybe you're training and developing somebody, whatever it is. Like there's just a natural, hey Carol, I see you. Hi. There's just a natural progression that where some clients will be with you forever, but not all clients will be with you. And especially when you're that busy, your attention is getting smaller. Someday you're going to wake up and you're going to go, well, crap, I don't have any clients, but you also don't have anybody in the pipeline, right? Because you haven't been feeding your own machine. So that is a really, really, if you want stability in your business, then you are going to make time for yourself to be doing your own networking. This is if you're in do affiliate marketing, like anything else, you got to take some time to do your own stuff, because at the end of the day, you're going to be at a time where you wish, again, it's all the things we wish we would have done. You wish that you would have been doing your own marketing because now you've got to hustle and go find, scrounge up some clients. Whereas if you had been networking and doing your own marketing, you'd have a steady flow. How many clients you should be bringing on a new client every month? And how many people do you need to talk to? I mean, now I feel like I'm definitely talking about network marketing. How many people do you need to talk to? How many conversations do you need to have to bring on that one client? And then you need to take the actions to do that. And you just have to. It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah, absolutely. So another one that I think is really big that I wish that I would have done this way earlier is to stop comparing myself so much to other people. I struggled with this forever, especially when I was getting started. And I would say about 3 or 4 years in, this really started to hurt me because I'd start seeing people who maybe started later than me in the business or around the same time. And they were doing things that from the outside looked like more success to me. And so I was like, why are they doing that? Why can't I be there? What's going on here? And I really took some serious conversation with a business coach and some, you know, internal stuff for me to finally, and I think I still struggle with this sometimes. I think everyone does that, but it's like you don't know what's going on behind the scenes for the other person. You don't know what their life is like. You know, like I compare myself to one specific person who's actually one of my friends, and she's like a speaker and all this stuff. And I'm like, but the thing is, she doesn't have, like, I have a 16-month-old and a 4-year-old, you know? So obviously we're on different paths. Mm-hmm. And I do social media management. She does private consulting more than I do. So we took different paths. It's unfair to compare. And so I think it's really important to, I wish I would have started that way, because it got in the way. And when I stopped doing that and started focusing on my own stuff and gaining my own confidence, I believe, is the foundation for success in this business. You can ask for whatever you want. You can, you know, get the price that you deserve if you just learn to be confident. And with that, obviously, is stop comparing yourself, make sure that your branding is getting strong, like we've already talked about, and invest in your training. The more you do, you're going to get more confident. So I just wish I would have stopped doing that crap earlier.
I think you guys should give some love to Kelly for that one. And also because I like seeing the hearts, and also because the number one person that I compare myself to actually just clicked the like button while you were in the middle of that. I agree with you about the whole blinders thing. I think we all do compare other people's highlight reels to our, you know, to whatever the saying is, our not highlight reels. Our worst things to people's best days. And what you see portrayed on social media is 90% manufactured. So even I get this a lot, that people, you know, see what I do, but don't know really behind the scenes of what it takes. Like, how many, you know, what does it take to do that? And also, I compare myself a lot because one thing that we should be doing is never be the smartest person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room all the time, you're in the wrong room. Myself in rooms with people that are my clients are all, you know, very successful. I go to their masterminds. I'm around very, very successful people and very driven people. And it's fun, and I like to play in that world. But ultimately, I have a cap of, like, I also want to live my life and enjoy traveling the world and doing things. And I'm not willing to sacrifice that to play the game at that level. Would I love to have both? Absolutely. But in the meantime, I make, you know, different choices. But there are days when every time I go to a mastermind, or every time I go to a traffic and conversion, or I go to a social media marketing world, and I look at somebody who's just like blowing up with their content and doing Facebook Lives and hosting their own events and just updated their course, and, you know, and they're just everywhere. And I just think, I remember when I did that, and I did it for so long, and then I just got really exhausted because it's not me. But I still do look and definitely compare and think I should be growing my skill sets in all these other different ways, and I should be selling this, and I should get better at sales, and I need to get better at, you know, everything. And then you're really kind of left with,
and then you're all over the place. Yeah, it's true. The more you compare yourself, the more squirrel you're going to get. You're going to be all squirrel, you know, and you're not going to pay attention. You never know what's behind the scenes. I'm going to give you guys the legit metaphor here, all right? From my picture right here, it looks like I'm very successful and pretty and everything's framed perfect. And then I'm going to show you what it's like in the real world, okay, you guys? Okay, so that's the metaphor, because 90% of the people who are posting crap on Facebook and you think are super, you know, polished and stuff, they live in my world. So I think it's just important that we understand we don't know all the chapters they had to get to the chapter they're in now. And a lot of you might be at the beginning of your book of social media management. So don't try to skip ahead, because there's a lot of good stuff between chapter one and where, you know, Kate and I might be on chapter 10 and you might be on chapter one. Well, you don't want to miss all the in-between stuff, because there's some good stuff in there.
I have one also, by the way, and it's in response to a question that Shelley asked. She's saying something about, like, how many clients until you start hiring. And I will tell you that that is the other thing that I find in all of the students that I coach. Their number one mistake is, another thing I wish I would have done is hire sooner. Even if that is hiring a personal assistant, hiring a bookkeeper, hiring a housekeeper, hiring somebody take the kids to carpool,
whatever,
nanny. Like, leverage your time better and don't be afraid to spend money to make money. So, I mean, I remember the first day that somebody came and cleaned my house and I didn't have to, and I just paid them some money and I got to work. It was a miraculous day. So hiring people to help before anticipating it before, that's the only real way to scale, and then go get that client. It speaks to your, what you said about confidence, is like just knowing that, like, hey, I'm doing this, so I'm going to bring somebody on. It's going to hurt maybe for the first
month,
for the first month maybe, but I'm going to bring a client on. I'm going to create some stability in my business, and I'm going to keep, I'm going to keep doing that. That's how you actually grow like a real business. If it's just you hanging out by yourself, I'm working
from 8 a.m.,
you know, from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m., you don't have a business, you know, you just don't. So think ahead and hire before, anticipate, so that you can bring that client on, already have that person trained and ready to step in, or have a plan for doing that so that you're not going crazy. And that is especially for those of you that have this dream to have a big old agency, which may be my next thing that I wish I would have known when I got started, is that doesn't have to be the end goal. I hired a coach one time who asked me, because I did have a big team, I had like 25 clients, and she's like, why did you, you know, what's your why? Why did you do this? Like, because I was burnt out and frustrated, and I was like, I have no idea. I said, people wanted to give me money, and who says no? Like, no, you want to give me money?
Right.
No. You know? And so it was really a helpful conversation, because I realized that I did like being smaller boutique. I liked it much better when I was one-on-one, hands-on with my clients and working directly with them, with like me and just a small team of people. And at that point in time, I introduced all of my clients to the person who was already, I had already created their strategies, gave those to them, and introduced them to their virtual assistant, some of which are still even working together today. So, you know, understanding that the end game is not always to have a million clients. It's figuring out what lifestyle do you want, and you can build a business all around that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was actually on my list to talk about, was hire sooner. I will tell you straight up that when I hired my my assistant, my business doubled. It just doubled.
Because you get rid of all those, you know, little tasks, like booking your travel and
all of them, like the ones that bog you down, the ones I hate.
Whatever it is.
I hired an accountant to do my taxes, and now I have the accountant does my bookkeeping. Boom, boom. Two things I hate, takes up my time. I hired a virtual assistant to manage all my little, you know, busybody tasks. I could just shoot her over stuff. She's been with me for 2 years. And what it does is it, I mean, you have to have some faith in the fact that you have to have confidence, okay? Faith in yourself, have the confidence to know that if you get freed up of those things that you hate to do, or they bog you down in your time, if you get that free time to like actually focus on what makes you love your business will boom. Like, I immediately signed clients because I was able to start getting out and promote myself and talk and do the things I do very well, which is talk and get out and actually meet people and network. And my business doubled, and it continues every time I hire out something else or I take a new training. Whenever I invest in my business grows. And so that was a huge one for me too, Kate, because it took me a long time to get to a mindset where I was like, I can trust the process that I can hire a virtual assistant and afford it and give. And a lot of it is like giving up some control, right? That's tough. But I do, I'm with you 100%. If there was one thing, that was probably the one thing I wish I would have done earlier. Like, if I could only choose one, it would be hire sooner.
Hire sooner.
Absolutely.
I may have hired too soon.
Like, once you find someone. No, not too soon.
I may have hired too soon. And then.
Oh, you did.
And then I got in the place of losing one of my first big clients and having to let that person go. And it was all tragic. But I think so much of what you're saying, and this is just a side note, of being an entrepreneur, if you want to call it that, or freelancer, having a business, like, is just about faith and courage and confidence. Mm-hmm. Because there are some days where I think it's 2017, and like even when I saw my friendiversary from 2008, because I started my business, I got laid off from my corporate social media job in October of 2008, And by January of 2009, I had my first client. So I think January 2009, it's about to be my 9-year anniversary. And I think, how have I kept myself going all of this time? And it just seems like I would never have imagined it back then. Back then, I was just trying to do something part-time to make some money while I was looking for a job. And then there's the times where a job opportunity comes up, like what you said, and you think to yourself, oh, the stability of that, and the opportunity sometimes of building a team. And there have been a couple of times in life just to get through it. There's a little short 3-4 month time period where maybe that's what I would have had to, that's what I did in order to get through. But so much of it is just doing what you have to do in order to keep going and keep kind of quote making this thing work, or putting your money where your mouth is, or just taking a leap or investment, going to that conference when you know that there's something good for you when you get there, even though you don't know how, you know, you're going to make it happen or whatever. So much of it is just believing in yourself and trusting that if you feel called to do this, or you feel compelled that this is really the way that you want to go, that you're going to put in the work to live a life and have a business that other people, you know, won't get to do, because you're not willing to do that, to take that risk. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's my little personal preach.
No, I'm with you 100%. I mean, I'm probably a little bit more tough love than you are, because I've been known to get on and rant on this exact topic, which is like, basically don't go into it thinking that, say, there's one thing that annoys me. If there's one thing that annoys me about newbies in my field, because I mean, anyone who knows me, I've got a couple people who are watching, I mentor, I love helping new people in the field. I love it. But if there's one thing that annoys me, it's when someone starts complaining that they don't know if it's for them after 6 months because it's so hard. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, I had to work. I remember doing database crap or Craigslist postings or transcription crap work for my first 2 years just to pay the bills. So please don't come at me with that because it is easier now. Why is it easier? People are like, well, why? It seems so oversaturated. Back when Kate and I started, nobody was hiring social media managers. It was like, no, as a matter of why? Fact, right? Like, what is that?
It's that they didn't need to hire
bad. Us. It's every brand.
Mm-hmm. It's free. There's it's no easy. Such thing as social My media marketing. Kid can do it.
It's free. It's easy. Yeah. Not only that, but it was like, oh, it's just a fad. It's going to go away. You know, like nobody saw the value in it. And today everyone sees that if they don't see the value, they're never going to see the value. Like everyone sees it. So your client base is out there. So it's just, you have to put in the work. It's not easy. Don't go into it thinking it's easy, especially if you want to do your own business. Now, if you want to work for a company, you just take the right steps. You can work for a company. It's a lot easier than starting your own business. But let me tell you something. You could put in the work, and this is the lifestyle you want, where you could be like Kate and travel, or if you want to like be home with your kids, or if you just like the freedom of doing whatever the hell you want, and you don't have people telling you you can or cannot come into the office, or if you're sick and you have to go anywhere. I hated that. Or you don't work well with bosses like me. Then it's worth it. It's worth the work that I know for me, I can only speak for myself. It was worth the work and the grunt work and the crap work I had to put in at the beginning. Cause today I make good money and I freaking love and I have the ability to say, no, I don't want to work with that. Or I don't want to do that. Or I don't want to work with this client anymore. You know, it's not working. I can do that now. And I think everybody who goes into this field wants to eventually get to a place where they can be like that, in a sense. So you got to put in the work. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Scott was just mentioning, Scott Allen is here, and he's one of even the first people that I was following to learn from back in the day. He said, try doing it in 2005. And I started in 2006. And in 2008, we made a proposal to our company to say, we need to invest more in social media or we need to shut it down. And that's when they said, you know, yep, we agree with you. We should shut it down. And, so definitely the mindset was not the same as it is now, although it definitely is harder now in the sense that you do need to know your shit.
You need to know what you're doing nowadays.
Then, but you got to be able to produce the results that you say these days. I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. I have one more, and then perhaps we should save more because it looks like people are really liking this. If you guys are liking this and want us to do more of these, Give us some love.
We can do that.
Why don't you?
We like talking, obviously.
I know. Besides that, it's been really nice to actually, on a personal note, to see all these names come through of people that I love that I haven't talked to in a while, because I've been off doing other things. But one other thing that I would really encourage everyone to do is, back to the beginning, is to get trained, and to get trained on more than just social media. So it's important now that you understand the entire landscape of digital marketing, even if your focus is just going to be on the social media piece. So you need to understand content marketing, you need to understand email marketing, you need to understand funnels and traffic. You need to at least be able to speak about paid traffic.
You need to understand your own business.
You have to understand where your piece of the puzzle fits in there. I still love to specialize just in social media. I don't want to go building funnels. I'm not a copywriter, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not a conversion specialist. I'm not a Google Analytics specialist. I'm not any of these, but I know what I need to know. I know everything. I can bring in the right people. I can advise a client to get help in these ways, but so many of us come in and we're still so siloed and focused just on social media, which was okay before, but like, if you don't understand how social media plays into the rest of the person's business, and how it impacts traffic, or how this money that they're investing in what you're doing, in especially if you're just inorganic, right? Oh yes, and have the right people to recommend. But if you can't do that anymore, then you will be passed up for somebody who does understand that. Who does understand that, like, we are looking to build an audience, and not just any audience, but the right audience. And we want to channel that audience into something that then makes a difference for the company. It either results in leads or sales, and we hate talking about that. And there's so much more in between to know, which is what we do. But if you don't know the end game, you don't know how to measure it, you don't know how to show those results, then you should find more junior roles and more junior clients. And that's absolutely okay. It's kind of funny to say that we got away with it when we were younger, because, social media was younger, because
nobody knew what they were doing.
Was interested in soft metrics, right? Soft metrics were grow that audience, get me more retweets, get me more engagement. But now, like, you can't just bank on that. Sorry, you just can't anymore. And I'm thankful that I learned everything that I did, because now I can speak about direct response and how to actually drive traffic and work with people that are on the side of conversion and optimization to make sure that the social media traffic or whatever that I'm sending, or the branding and awareness that I'm doing, is actually benefiting those objectives that we have. So I kind of wanted to leave with that, because I want to make sure that people are getting themselves educated in all realms of online marketing or digital marketing, and not just staying siloed in social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we do have kind of an exciting thing we're going to announce today.
Let's do it.
This is the first time that we're even talking about this. So Kate and I have kind of known each other for a while, but we've never met in person until last February at Social Media Marketing World. So that was really exciting, because I've seen your face everywhere, right? We've talked before, but and we've actually talked about doing something together. And so we got to meet, we got to talk, and something that kind of hit me was I went to Social Media Marketing World, and it's a fabulous conference, but there's nothing there for people who want to get into the business. So there's a lot on how to use the tools once you're in the business or you're overseeing social media, but nothing there for people who want to learn how to get into the business. And I kept meeting people who are like, oh, you do this. How'd you get into it? So I contacted Kate. I said, I got this idea. And honestly, I was going to give it to her. I was like, here's an idea I think you would be perfect for. And she's like, no, you're coming with me. So we have decided we are organizing a Social Media Marketer Pro live event directly following Social Media Marketing World, which is not our conference. That's Social Media Examiner's conference. Fabulous conference we're going to be going to.
Everybody should go.
We're going to do this little one day. Everyone should go. And then when you're done, come on over, because we are going to have speakers. We're going to have a panel of successful social media marketers, et cetera, to come and teach you what you need to know to get into this business. Like, legit people who have been there, have taken the steps. We're going to teach you all kinds of fun things. Like, I don't know. Kate, take it away. Tell us a little bit more about what we're going to do.
Yeah. So we're going to do a one day live. We're going to call it Social Media Manager Live. As a matter of fact, I'll just plug, if you want to know more about it, like as we're announcing the dates, well, we know the date and time is the day after. It's that's March 3rd, right?
And the speakers.
Second?
Yeah.
So you can go to Social Media Manager.
Yes, it's the Saturday after.
Saturday after. You can go to socialmediamanagerlive.com, socialmediamanagerlive.com/VIP, and then you'll be signing up for our VIP list to get the early bird pricing, announcement of speakers, just everything that Kelly was saying. But it's so true. Every conference I go to, every telesummit I'm on, I anytime anybody asks me to come speak, they're like, well, what would you like to speak about? And I'm like, I talk about how to take everything that you learn from everybody else, right? Like, I remember back in the day, it was like, go to, you know, that all together and turn it into a business.
Yeah.
This girl right here. So that's exactly, I loved being at Social Media Marketing World. I felt like the everything they were teaching about content and branding and all of the different social channels, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, all the doing ads, all of that. It was wonderful information. Now, if you would like to make an ROI on that investment, return on the investment for yourself, and learn how to package those services up into something that you can sell, learn how to find the clients who will actually buy those services, learn how to do some of the stuff
everything
we talked about on here, build your brand, grow an agency, manage clients. Managing clients is really challenging. Set your intentions.
Manage
with
the time.
Expectations, results, time management, all that stuff. All of those things are sort of not necessarily missing because that's not the intention of Social Media Marketing World. But for anybody who wants to do that, that's what we do. That's what I do. And Kelly does it very well also. She's a veteran as well. And so it made sense for us to partner up and offer it as a separate event, but also sort of since you're there and we will be there too. We will be at Social Media Marketing World as well. To come visit us after and just chat about, okay, all of those sessions that you were in, all those great things you learned about Instagram marketing.
Let's make you money with it.
Marketing services business, right? And that's what we're going to walk you through. So it's just about a half day. We know you're going to be tired after partying and conferences and all that. So we're going to keep it short and sweet. We're going to be announcing, we have some special guest speakers coming besides just learning from us. A panel of some internet celebrity guests that we'll be announcing. And the only way to know about that stuff and get the early bird pricing, the cheapy, cheapy pricing, is to sign everywhere in the comments. I just saw Kelly posted socialmediamanagerlive.com/VIP.
I just put the link in the, there's no obligation, by the way, if you just want to get on the VIP list. It's just our way of keeping track of people who are interested. And then as we are announcing who our instructors are and what we're going to be teaching, we're also going to do a panel. We're hoping to get some pretty good big names to come in. And instead of talking about so much the expertise side, which is, you know, what the Social Media Marketing World or these other conferences are more about, their expertise and the skill set, we want to really dive into, how did you get to be who you are today in terms of a business person? Mm-hmm. How do you do your pricing? How did you find your clients? What are those foundations so that you could take those skills you learned at these conferences or, you know, doing e-courses and all these things and actually make some money out of it? So that's the missing piece that we saw that we wanted to put in. So if you guys are interested, if that sounds like something you want to do, check out the link that I just posted in the chat. Also, you know, I'm happy to come back on with you, Kate, and do more of these. So if people want to sign up for that, we can always announce more chats in the future. And
absolutely.
Like this, where we're just kind of candid about the business. Because I think that there's a lot of talk about how to use tools, not as many talks about kind of the dark side, I guess, but the fun side of running a business and becoming a social media manager.
Yeah, on that note, I mean, and again, I'll be the woo-woo-y one of the two of us, is that, you know, there really is a trend towards people being freelancers and, you know, being able to work from anywhere. I mean, I just got back from, I just saw my friend Opeola come on. We were just traveling together in Europe for 4 months. You really can live, you know, the life that you want, and you don't have to be tied to, so this really, this whole be a social media manager thing is about so much more for me than that, is because I believe it's the easiest way to learn a skill set that you can turn into a business so that you can live whatever life it is that you want
whatever
to
life
live.
You want.
So I won't be, professing about that part. But, you know, while we're sitting here saying, like, come learn what it takes to start a business, what you really want to think about is, like, is the freelancer life one that you want to have? Do you want to be able to travel, or do you want to be able to stay home? Do you want to be able to do all of these different things? And this is one path to get there, which is why I'm super passionate about it, which is why I like to talk about more than just the tactics. Like, and I love that there are so many people that are so good, and they know where all the buttons are, and they can help you with all of that. But what I want to do is I want to help you grow your skill set so that you can actually use that information in a way that benefits your life, not just your career, and doesn't just make money for your boss at work that you go in on Monday and you're, you know, have your, you know, that you're in your social media job or whatever job it is that you're in. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there, is because I think that there's so much of a trend towards it. I think employers are embracing it. And so if, like you were saying, we're saying now is the time to be a social media professional, I think it's also a really great time to be looking at a lifestyle changes, because I think the world is changing. And I think if you want anything that you want to do, any business that you want to create, any life you want to live as possible, the first thing you have to do is kind of get unchained from the desk. And everyone knows how to use Facebook. Like, everyone knows how to upload a photo. If Perry's still on, I doubt he is. Social media is so easy. A donkey with an iPhone can do it. I can punch him in the face for saying that. Not true, but it is super simple. But there are things that you need to learn, and then there are things you need to learn about how to do it as a business, and that's what we've been doing for 10 years. So we are the model for success that we think, if it resonates with you, that you should follow. Yes, Angelina, how to choose the right clients?
There's a question here,
and like we said in the beginning, sometimes the right clients are the ones that are willing to pay you.
There's a question here that you would be able to answer, I think. How different is this from Social Media Manager Pro? So for those of you who don't know, Kate actually has a program that is a digital program that you can actually learn a lot of this stuff, right? So how is the course that we're together different? I'll let Kate, I think from my perspective, as someone who's gone through all those kind of courses and stuff, there's no other place that you're going to be able to be face to face and ask those type of questions that you have burning in you, and ask people who've been there and been through the trenches. So it's one thing to go through an e-course. It's like, I've been buying the Social Media Marketing World e-ticket for the past 5 years. And last year was the first year I went to the actual conference. And it was the most amazing thing that ever happened. It changed my business. And that's what a live event will do for you. So I think that's a big difference. So you're going to learn some of the things maybe that we incorporate, that she incorporates in Social Media Manager Pro. But then you're also going to get this other element of being in person. We're going to have a panel of people who've been through the trenches, are successful in the business, that you're going to be able to ask, like, open Q&A kind of situation. So bring your questions, because I can't think of a better way of learning and connecting with like-minded people and maybe finding a mentor than to be right there in the flesh.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to add to that, or
Social Media Pro? Yeah. I mean, Social Media Pro is a great course, and sure, the content is definitely going to overlap in some ways, but like you're saying, one, we'll probably go a little bit more in depth just because we're there and we can answer those questions specifically for you, like, where have you been struggling, or what are you up against, or what questions do you have? We're also going to bring in this faculty of experts that's not in Social Media Manager Pro that will be speaking at the event. So other veterans that have maybe even taken different paths into consulting or speaking or whatever. So you'll kind of get a more a wider view than just hearing what we teach in the course. And then just because of the fact that you will just be coming off of a lot of education and training on the tactics for all the platforms and for all the social media platforms, simply because that will have been your last 2 days, the things that you will be thinking of will be new. And your brain will be firing in a different way, and then coming and putting that together and recreating the structure for what your business is going to look like maybe next year, or where you're going to take it to the next level, I think is also something that, like, I can't do that one-on-one with you in the e-course. Like, I will have been at the event with you, so will Kelly, so we'll know, like, oh yeah, this new thing that we're seeing working on Instagram that they showed, here's how much you charge for it. Here's how you actually deliver it.
Yeah.
here's how you get the information that you need from the client in order to deliver it. So just the sweet spot of having been at that event and then coming directly to ours, I think will impact your business in a way that wouldn't just from signing up for an e-course. And P.S., if you're already going to be there, then you should just be there. It would be...
just plan on it.
Yeah.
We can promise you now, I don't remember what the pricing is off the top of my head, but we made it so that it's incredibly affordable for what you get. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just because we are kind of... yeah, we just want you guys to come. We just want to cover our cost. And we thought it would complement the conference so well. Even if you're not going to the conference, you can go to our thing and you wouldn't have to... like, you don't have to go to the conference, but if you are going to the conference and you want to get into the business, or you want to kind of, maybe you're stuck or you want to grow and you're not really sure, this is going to be something you're going to want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is.
And it's going to be a half day. We're going to feed you. We're bringing in speakers. We're going to tie everything up nicely. You're going to leave there knowing how to take that information that you just learned and like what you need to do on Monday to get that next client or make that, maybe even just to go home back to your, one of the things I find every time you learn, like you were saying, you increase your business every time you learn something new, is like, how do you take the information that you learned at Social Media Marketing World and just take it back to your clients that you have now and tell them, hey, I have this new thing I want to do for you, but it's going to cost this much more, you know, whatever. Like, we're going to talk to you about how to increase your prices or change your packages and how to actually talk to your clients about doing that stuff. So we'll keep talking more and more about it. This was just our way of saying hi, hello, sharing some tips that we wish we had known when we got started. And we're still a little early. It's November. This is,
yes,
we're talking about February, but it's the time to get on the VIP list. So go get on the VIP list and then we'll start sending you the information so that you can make the arrangements to stay that half day longer. We're going to feed you. We're going to hang out for the day. You're going to get to network.
It's going
to
be awesome.
VIP people. It's going to be fun. So get on the VIP list. If you're a social media professional and you're watching this, get on the VIP list just so that you at least have the information in case you consider it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my
No strings attached. Do you want to make money with all the stuff you learn?
All right. Wasn't that my original headline?
Yeah. We're obviously not in sales. We're in social media.
Right. Got to get better
on sales. But for real, we do hope that you enjoyed this conversation. If you missed any of it, we promised the whole last part was just the last, like, 5 minutes was the promo for our course. Everything else was super valuable. And if you do have questions, feel free to reach out to either of us or comment on the post and we'll be checking back in. We hope to do more of these and just continue to help, you know, our network find success in this amazing industry that has done so much for both of us. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for being here, everybody. It was great to see all of you. Thanks for all your great questions.
Yes.
And thank you for being here, Kelly. Thanks for hanging out with me. That was fun.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Oh, Tara's asking, how do you get on the VIP list? One more time, so not to plug again, but it's socialmediamanagerlive.com/VIP. So socialmediamanagerlive.com/VIP to get on our VIP list. And then we'll see you guys there. We'll see you in San Diego.
Yeah.
Perfect.
See you in San Diego.
Bye.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that Facebook Live broadcast feed that I brought into my podcast. It was a lot of fun to talk to Kate about what it is that we've learned along our 10 plus years in the business. And I hope that you were able to glean some knowledge and maybe some nuggets of information that are going to help you in your business. Hey, listen, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, you can always tweet to me at Stellar247 over on Twitter. I would also love to have you join me in my Facebook group where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. You can check that out at stellar247.media/FB group. The group is also called Social Media for Brainstorming, so it's pretty easy to look up. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy the episodes that you have heard so far, please, please, please take a moment and give me that 5-star review. Nothing motivates me more to bring you the latest and greatest and give you my all, not to mention it would truly make my day, than your kind words. I want to say thank you in advance for that 5-star review and for taking the time. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening and giving me encouragement. I love my listeners, and I hope that you have a stellar day.